Good morning.
Is this the lovemaking bureau?
It certainly is.
Well, I'm so glad because I came down to get a few lessons in lovemaking.
Well, you're in the right place, madam.
Well, my husband says I'm getting kind of old and cold, and I don't know how to make love.
He's right. You don't. The average young girl doesn't know how to make love because I haven't taught her. See,
just
I'll tell you.
Just a minute. Just a minute.
Guys, welcome back to Napalm Nanny in the Shack. I am your host, the one, the only Napalm Nanny. And I wanted to share a bit of history on a few of my favorite artists this week. Martha and the Vandellas are such an underrated group in my opinion. And they actually achieved 2 top 10 hits before the ascendancy of the Supremes. The group was led by Martha Reeves with her soulful and brassy vocals, and backed up with fellow Detroit natives Annette Sterling Beard, Gloria Williams, and Rosalind Ashford. But before they were known as Martha and the Vandellas, they came together as the Delphys in 1960. And Reeves would land a secretarial job at Motown Records, and this opened a wide array of opportunities for herself and the group. So the Delphys were tapped to record a one-off single for their Melody imprint, which they cut under the name The Vells. Unfortunately, that single fizzled out, so Gloria Williams parted ways with the group, reducing the group to a trio. And the group was renamed Martha and the Vandellas after they had sang backup for Marvin Gaye on his 1962 record, Stubborn Kind of Fellow. And the name took inspiration from Detroit Van Dyke Street and Reeves' heroine, Della Reese. So, by a stroke of luck, Mary Wells would fail to show up to a recording date. And due to musicians' union rules, a vocalist had to be found to fulfill contractual obligations. So Martha would be pulled from her secretarial duties and laid down the tracks to what would become Martha and the Vandellas' first record, 1962's I'll Have to Let 'Em Go. The success of their songs, Come and Get These Memories, caught the attention of Motown's hit-making production team, Holland Dozier Holland. It was with this team that the hit song Heatwave was created. The call-and-response vocals, upbeat rhythm, and the accompanying full-body horns became the group's trademark. Then Heatwave was followed by a string of hits like Quicksand, Dancing in the Streets, Nowhere to Run, and I'm Ready for Love. Unfortunately, their popularity was short-lived. As Reeves wrote in her autobiography, they could have seen more success if Motown founder Berry Gordon Jr. had given them the same obsessive attention he afforded Diana Ross and the Supremes. And there's so much more history to the group's contribution to Motown, but I'll save that for a future episode. So here's this week's playlist. Enjoy, guys!
Baby, I'm yours.
Fall down and bust your lip. No, no. Everybody ought to come on and go with me. I'm gonna tell you one more time what I'm gonna do.
How can I not talk about the hardest working man in show business, James Brown? And Brown's work ethic can be traced back to his childhood. Born into abject poverty in South Carolina, his parents would split when he was just 4 years old and sent off to live with his aunt Honey out in Augusta, Georgia. And James grew up in the brothel, as his aunt was a madam to the cat house. It was in these critical years that he realized he had to work twice as hard in order to advance in life. So Brown would work for pennies, working any odd job that he could, such as shining shoes, dancing for soldiers at nearby Fort Gordon, picking cotton, washing cars, and so much more. He recalled, "I started shining shoes at 3 cents, then went up to 5 cents, then 6 cents. I never did get up to a dime. I was 9 years old before I got a pair of underwear from a real store. All my clothes were made from sacks and things like that. But I knew how to make it. I had the determination to go on, and my determination was to be somebody." Then Brown turned to odd jobs full-time when he was turned away from school for insufficient clothes at the age of 12. But he also turned to a life of crime. So Brown was arrested at age 16 for stealing a car and sentenced to 3 years in prison. And it was in prison that he took his experience in gospels and created a prison choir. And also having met aspiring R&B singer and pianist Bobby Bird while serving time. So after serving their time, in 1955, Bird would invite Brown to join his R&B vocal group, the Gospel Starlighters. He agreed, and with his overbearing talent and showmanship, Brown would dominate the group. So the group would rename themselves the Famous Flames and begin performing in nightclubs. They then recorded a demo tape in 1956 of the incredibly popular song, Please, Please, Please. And when the song was presented to Ralph Bass, a talent scout for King Records, he was blown away by Brown's soulful and passionate crooning. He offered the group a record contract. And there's so much more to James Brown's life and career that I just couldn't fit it here. But I just didn't want to keep you from the rest of the playlist. Enjoy!
Until the day I die, and would have a love so divine if I could turn back the hands of time. Just realize without it I can't go on. Cause for you're the other half that makes my life complete. If I had one more chance, we'd have a love so sweet. And leaving would be the last thing on my mind if I could turn back the hand of time.
In the same.
So that's all for this week's episode, guys. And I just want to say, this has been an absolute roller coaster, and I'm grateful to be on this ride with you guys. I've come across some of the sweetest and incredibly talented individuals because of this, and I can't wait to see who else I'll cross paths with. So thank you guys for the opportunity to share music and trivia. Seeing the Shack grow motivates me each day to continue researching, curating, recording, and editing. I'm tired, but it's worth it. And if you haven't yet, find this four-eyed creature in the Shack over at Instagram and Twitter, along with my latest blog posts, all under the name Napalm Nanny in the Shack. So till next week, I am your host, the one, the only Napalm Nanny. Stay safe out there, guys.